Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. We give them away. And that's the way a good talk show website should be. So head on over there and enjoy those. FreeTalkLive.com. Main feature of the site allows you, the listener, to control the content of the site by submitting different suggestions that we should use as show prep. And even if we don't use it, that's okay, because if you submit it, more people will see what you think is important. So if you're surfing around and find something interesting, just submit it to FreeTalkLive.com to be submit show prep option. And other listeners will then vote on whether they like or dislike the most liked, making it to the front page and the top of our website, meaning we're more likely to talk about it. We don't guarantee. Tonight we did talk about the very top story on the site, which is San Francisco looking to ban Happy Meals, basically.
Can't beat a good banning story.
And so that was the top of our website. And it was thanks to listeners like you that put it there. So thank you. FreeTalkLive.com. We go to the phones and the fun, though. Mark, you're going to tell us about something that is not fun coming up, and that is assassination campaigns against Americans, although not that assassination campaigns against other folks are any better. We'll get to that here in a moment. But first, Frank is on the line in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Frank. What's on your mind?
Listen, I just have one comment about the teaching baby to read. I was wondering, did you try the Brainetics math program?
No.
I'm intrigued with that. I'm thinking about trying it myself. You know, that's the one where you take numbers like 379 times 631 equals 182,119 or whatever. You know, the TV infomercial's pretty good. Getting back to the
Wait, Frank,
topic,
you have kids?
I don't.
So you're going to use it for yourself, then, is what you meant. Okay, that's what I thought you meant when you said that.
Even in my early 50s, I think that might be a very interesting event at the bar or hanging out with the cognac crowd, sort of doing the quick numbers, especially applying it to the global debts. It could be very entertaining and amusing. But, no, what I wanted to mention is I've been disconcerted and very concerned about the fact that Obama, with his executive order, gives himself the authority to terminate American citizens abroad or domestically with extreme prejudice, without any sort of check and balance for the victim, including charges can be unsubstantiated under the Homeland Security Act and the Patriot Act. They don't have to even be given to the individual. There's no guarantee that one could challenge it in the court of law. It violates the human rights, the international rights and charters of freedom that the UN has, as well as our own Bill of Rights in the Constitution. And I think that's really high treason, and there should be legal action taken against Obama for that, especially if he uses it. Because, as I said, it violates our law, and it violates international law. It's one thing to have a covert organization like the CIA, whose charter is still classified, that may give provisions, you know, to do things like that. But when you actually say that the president has this authority and that he can use it, that's really dangerous, and it violates, A, American law, domestic law, and international law. And there should be a quick end to that. That's all I can say.
Sounds nice, Frank. Unfortunately, as long as it's them violating their own law, no one's ever going to hold them accountable, right?
Well, yeah, I can't believe that they actually came out and said this. That's what amazes me.
What I'm concerned about is the fact that, again, habeas corpus is thrown out the window. And this should be a Supreme Court case. This should be fast-tracked to the Supreme Court case, the Supreme Court. But I don't think Kagan or a number of the justices could really deal with it because, you know, they're sort of in a different mindset. And, you know, I'm very concerned about that. But that's what should happen. And, you know, if this is actually used, then chaos will break out. People will start to take this upon themselves. In fact, they have a right to self-defense and to resist. And what I'm concerned about is, too, the fact that, let's admit, Al-Qaeda is the CIA, MI6, and Mossad. And Osama bin Laden was dead in December of 2001 from acute kidney failure. And Benazir Bhutto provided evidence to Bush and the Secretary of State and also to Tony Blair, DNA evidence. And, you know, after that, she's assassinated. All I can say is this. Let's be honest and get this, stop this madness. And there is no Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is financed by the U.S. taxpayers.
The only way to stop this madness is to stop the federal government.
And maybe that's what has to be done.
It is.
Maybe if you know what's going to happen? These draconian laws and violations of our rights, laws and freedoms, at some point, the American people, when they lose everything, they're going to awaken a sleeping giant that's going to be angry and vengeful and that has learned for 40 years of social Darwinism to actually, you know, respond. And that may be the end of the federal government. And if we don't do it, if the U.S. continues to make blunders as it's been doing abroad, such as the illegal and covert war against Pakistan, with the CIA manning the drones and all of this nonsense, I have a feeling China, there may be a coalition of nations to take down the United States. And under international law, and after our violations of their territorial sovereignty, in a court of international law, they may have every right to do that. And that's why it's so dangerous and damnable. And as an American, I'm embarrassed and threatened by this because I protest the wars. And they'll be going after the Quakers next. So I can just imagine this.
Well, it wouldn't have been the first time.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Thank you.
The CIA doesn't have a very good track record of actually pulling off of its little schemes, you know. It goes and it meddles in some countries' business, and then it blows up in its face. Happened over and over and over again. I mean, there is just a laundry list of this happening. Now, obviously, we can't point to how many times the CIA has gone in and meddled in somebody's business and been successful. I don't know. However, I don't think the government really holds itself accountable in this particular area. So if in fact the CIA, I know obviously the CIA and covert operations are going on in Pakistan. Are they doing it without Pakistan's consent? I don't know. It's a difficult country to really figure out.
Pakistan is not a person. It can't consent.
Understood. But if the person who the group of people, likely men, that control Pakistan's military, are they upset about it or not, is really the question.
Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. In fact, Frank brought up the issue that you were going to talk about here next, Mark.
Yeah. The covert assassination program going on with the Obama administration, and it's really disturbing.
Now, I remember hearing about this when it was first, revealed several months ago.
Well, it's come to a new level because let me read it to you.
Okay.
This is from Glenn Greenwald at Salon.com.
Okay.
At this point. And it's speaking as Glenn. I didn't believe it was possible, but the Obama administration has just reached an all new low in its abysmal civil liberties record. In response to the lawsuit filed by Anwar Awlaki's father, asking the court to enjoin the president from assassinating his son, a U.S. citizen, without any due process, the administration late last night, according to the Washington Post, this is a few days old, it's actually from mm-hmm. September 25th, but I think it's important to bring up.
Absolutely.
Without any due process, administration last night, according to the U.S. Washington Post, filed a brief asking the court to dismiss the lawsuit without hearing the merits of the claims. And that's not surprising. Both the Bush and the Obama administrations repeatedly insisted that their secret conduct is legal, but nonetheless urges the court not to even rule on its legality.
Mm-hmm.
But what's more notable here is that one of the arguments the Obama DOJ raises to demand dismissal of the lawsuit is state secrets. In other words, not only does the president have the right to sentence Americans to death with no due process or charges of any kind, but his decision as to who will be killed and why he wants them dead are state secrets. And thus, no court may adjudicate their legality. A very intense case of food poisoning in New York on Thursday, combined with my traveling home all night last night, prevents me from writing much about this until tomorrow and what's been rendered as the blog uncharacteristically silent for the last 2 days. But I would hope that nobody needs me or anyone else to explain why this assertion of power is so pernicious.
We'll come back and talk more about it. I know that Radley Balco, the agitator, had a few thoughts on it. 800-259-9231. And, of course, yours are encouraged as well. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. VARadio.com.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study, called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutritional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center's seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey water filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey water filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey water filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You will find the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Features including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that. And if you're a lady listener, you can get involved. The details are there at shrine.freetalklive.com. By the way, we've got a bunch of archives on our website, and those are brought to you by HostGator.
HostGator.freetalklive.com. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. And all you have to do is go there to HostGator.freetalklive.com to create your very own website, whether it's a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website. You let the experts over there at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. Use that portal that we've created for you. Get your first month completely free, HostGator.freetalklive.com.
Now, Mark, you were just sharing with us a piece by Glenn Greenwald over at Salon.com, and normally he writes very detailed stories about the government and their just continued aggression against the idea of being free. And he's pretty good about what he does over there.
He does a lot of foreign policy stuff and, police state stuff.
And I don't know if he would consider himself liberty-minded, but he certainly comes off on these issues as being very much so. And normally he's very detailed. In this case, it was a short piece from Salon, just where he was feeling kind of bad, so he didn't have really a lot of time to expound upon it. But Radley Balko over at The Agitator had a few thoughts on this issue. And then we'll look even further into this idea of state secrets, because what has happened is this guy who, lawsuit filed, has asked a federal court to enjoin the president from assassinating his son, who is supposedly a U.S. citizen without any due process. The government comes in, the Obama administration comes in with their response. They file a brief that says, just dismiss this lawsuit, state secrets. So we want to be able to kill this guy. We don't want to talk anything about why or what's going on. We don't really even want this case to be heard. So please, federal court, just kick this thing right out. State secrets is the reason. So that's all they have to say is state secrets. Well, the court hasn't made the decision in this case yet, but I do have a case that is also recent. It's been sitting in my show prep for a few weeks, and this is a perfect excuse to talk about it, where the court, where a federal court did uphold Obama's request for it basically kicking a case out over state secrets. So we'll get to that. But first, this from theagitator.com, Radley Balko, we had on the show. Mark, you actually had him on during the Liberty Forum, right?
Yeah.
There are no mitigating factors here, says Radley. Obama is arguing the executive has the power to execute American citizens without a trial, without even so much as an airing of the charges against them, and that it can do so in complete secrecy with no oversight from any court, and that the families of the executed have no legal recourse. You can't even make the weak argument that the executive has at least to claim this power in the course of protecting national security, because it doesn't matter. Obama is arguing that he has the right to keep everything about these executions secret, including the reasons why they were ordered, merely by uttering the magic phrase, state secrets. In other words, this power would only arise under a national security context, is deemed irrelevant by the fact that not only is Obama claiming the president's word on what qualifies as national security as final, he's claiming the power in such a way that there's no audience to whom he would ever need to make that connection. So, yeah, it's tyranny. If there's a more tyrannical power a president could possibly claim than the power to execute the citizens of his country at his sole discretion with no oversight, no due process, and no ability for anyone to question the execution even after the fact, I can't think of it. Nako says this is horrifying.
It's disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, here is the case I was referencing. David Kravitz over at ThreatLevelWired.com, citing the Obama administration's evocation of the state secrets privilege. This is from about a month ago, September 8th. A federal appeals court, agreed Wednesday to toss a lawsuit against a Boeing subsidiary accused of helping the CIA transport detainees to secret foreign prisons. Remember that story?
Yeah.
From the Bush administration?
Extreme rendition.
Yeah, where they were just kind of taking prisoners to secret locations and then handing them over. It wasn't the CIA agents who were doing the torturing. If they flew somebody to a prison in, Borneo, or wherever, it would have been.
I think Poland was one of the locations, and Egypt.
Yeah, it would have been the people there that they would hire to do the torturing of those folks. That way they could say, well, we didn't torture them. So there was this lawsuit against a Boeing subsidiary who was accused of doing the flying, right, of taking these
somebody
alleged terrorists from point A to the secret prison. So 6-5 was the ruling. So they were split, but nonetheless, they ruled in favor of the administration. A panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said it was bound by a 1953 Supreme Court precedent requiring judges to dismiss cases if litigating them could expose government secrets and imperil national security.
This really disturbs me, is the whole idea of government secrets in general. I mean, should the government have secrets from its citizenry? Now, I understand when you're talking about kings and dictators and things like that, but when you're talking about a government that's supposedly of the people, by the people, and for the people, exactly where in that phrase does state secret fit?
Well, I can argue.
Because if the government is by and for and of the people, then you can't give me secrets, otherwise I can't properly make decisions when I'm electing the stinking thieves that make these decisions.
Well, it is all just an illusion, isn't it, Mark? The idea that it's by, for, and et cetera, the people. But to answer you, your question, I will answer as the statist. Well, Mark, yeah, of course the government's by and for the people. And in order to protect the people, well, there are certain things that, you know, have a national security importance. We can't just let that information out there, or the terrorists, you know, they could find these things out and they could use that to cause terror. So well, we have to have a certainty. It's like you don't want to tell people where the troops are moving to, or they'll set up a, you know, an ambush.
Maybe they shouldn't be moving the troops. Like, maybe the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Not that I believe that crap at all, but maybe they shouldn't be setting up circumstances where they need to keep secrets from everybody.
So the piece over at Wired continues. This is a quote from Judge Raymond Fisher, writing for the majority of the court.
This case requires us to address the difficult balance. The state secrets doctrine strikes between fundamental principles of our liberty, including justice, transparency, accountability, and national security.
Just makes you want to play the Star Spangled Banner, doesn't it?
Although, as judges, we strive to honor all of these principles, there are times when exceptional circumstances create an irreconcilable conflict between them. On those rare occasions, we are bound to follow the Supreme Court's admonition that even the most compelling necessity cannot overcome the claim of privilege if the court is ultimately satisfied that state secrets are at stake. He concluded that after much deliberation, we reluctantly conclude that this is such a case.
You know, and it's the thing is,
they had a tough time.
How do they know what the state secrets are? I mean, does the Obama administration tell these judges what the state secrets are?
Or
do they just say, hey, it's state secrets, stuff it?
That is a good question. The outcome underscores that insofar as the state secrets privilege is concerned, President Barack Obama has taken the same path as his predecessor. Gee, what a surprise.
We've been saying it all along. It's just Bush the Third.
Despite claims he would limit his use of the privilege, Obama has continued to invoke the privilege in cases left over from the Bush administration and has argued for it in newer cases as well. Out with the old, in with the same.
The same crap as usual.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control. More state secrets. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full 1-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action, or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features there free. So head on over there. Enjoy those on us. Features like news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get on the updates list. You can get on different delivery methods. You can follow us via email, which is the best way to do it. There's also Facebook and Twitter. So head on over, get on board, free, at news.freetalklive.com. That is news.freetalklive.com. A little bit more about state secrets, which is the government's great excuse. This is the federal government's excuse to basically throw this out to a judge. If a judge is if a court, like in this case the federal appeals court, is being brought up, a case is being brought up that could make them look bad, they could just say, state secrets, toss it out. And that's what they've done. In this case, it was about the Boeing flights, or a Boeing subsidiary that was accused of helping the CIA transport detainees to secret foreign prisons during the Bush administration. Essentially, the federal government came in there and, you know, they stuck up for their buddies in the Bush administration because they're all on the same side. They try to make you think that the Democrats and the Republicans are different, but really they're just two sides of the same big government statist coin.
That sounds pretty accurate to me after, years of doing this show.
Yep, so they came in there and they told the court, no, state secrets, you can't be hearing this case. And so the court dutifully kicked it right out after writing a bunch of words that made it sound like they were having a really, really tough time with this. Oh, boy, this has been, look, it was a 6-5 decision here. We almost went the other way. And boy, was it difficult for us to make this decision, but we're going to rule in favor of the state. Because state secrets are more important than any kind of litigation that might you know, reveal that the state is a criminal organization. So, a little bit more, though, about state secrets. Attorney General Eric Holder acknowledged a year ago that the government was continuing...
Now, this is the U.S. Attorney General. I mean, he's the big general.
He's the biggest general on the block.
Yeah.
And so he acknowledged that the government was continuing with pending Bush privilege assertions, but claimed it would only invoke the state secrets privilege when there's a possibility of significant harm.
Don't worry. We wouldn't misuse this. We wouldn't even make a mistake.
When there's a possibility of significant harm to the country. Now, before I go on with that, what does it mean when a politician says the country?
Whatever he wants.
Well, it typically means the United States federal government. But it sounds like he means the people and the landmass, right? It's
right.
When he says significant harm to the country, it sounds like he's talking about keeping you safe. But really, he's talking about, well, this case could damage our legitimacy. People might start to think that we're not legitimate, that we're just a gang of criminals if we let this information out. So, state secrets! State secrets, everybody! Shh! Anyway, he said, he promised, it would not be used to hide embarrassing or illegal government programs. You have his word.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
The state secrets privilege is a defense first recognized by the U.S. Supreme Court in a McCarthy-era lawsuit in 1953 and has been increasingly and successfully invoked by federal lawyers seeking to shield the government from court scrutiny. Generally, lawsuits in which national security information may be divulged are tossed by judges at the government's request. The case decided Wednesday was brought by five foreign nationals who claimed the CIA, working with other governments, operated a so-called extraordinary rendition program to gather intelligence.
Which is facts.
The program, the court said, yeah, they regrettably, to their from their position, admitted to it.
Right, they admitted to it, and then I think Bush passed a pardon for anybody who might have been involved.
Nice. The program...
So, including himself. I mean, this is the first president to pass to pardon himself.
Well, he could probably count on Barack Obama to pardon him, even if he couldn't.
Likely true.
The program, the court said, called for apprehending foreign nationals suspected of terrorism and secretly transferring them to other countries to employ interrogation methods that would otherwise have been prohibited under federal or international law. The plaintiff sued Jepson Dataplan, a California-based subsidiary of Boeing, which they accused of providing the aircraft and logistical support to the alleged rendition program. First, the Bush administration, then the Obama administration, urged the courts to toss the case based on the state secrets privilege. Then CIA Director Michael Hayden said the lawsuit threatened to impose exceptionally grave damage to U.S. national security, an assertion later backed by Genital Holder. That's kind of funny, a genital holder. Anyway, whether or not Jepson provided logistical support in connection with the extraordinary rendition and interrogation programs, there is precious little Jepson could say about its relevant conduct and knowledge without revealing information about how the United States government does or does not conduct covert operations, the majority of the San Francisco-based appeals court noted. In dissent, Judge Michael Daley Hawkins wrote that the majority dismissed the case prematurely before Jepson has even filed to answer the plaintiff's complaint. The plaintiffs, Hawkins wrote, for the minority, should be given the chance to prove their case without classified information, blah-bitty-blah. So, there you go. There is an example of a recent use of the state secrets privilege, and according to the story, it's been being used more often ever since it was first invoked back in the 1950s. And the claim is that, well, don't worry, we're only going to use it on the most important of cases. Trust us. We're your federal government, and we have your best interests in mind. Who's looking out for you, Americans? Right.
Well, you know, the Glenn Greenwald article goes on. I think there's a couple of good quotes here that I'd like to get out. It says... if the president has the power to order American citizens killed with no due process and to do so in such complete secrecy that no courts can even review his decision, then what doesn't he have the power to do?
Not a damn
thing.
Just
for the moment, I'll note the New York Times' Charlie Savage 2 weeks ago wrote about the possibility Obama might raise this argument and quoted the far right, Bush-supporting executive power, revering lawyer David Revkin, as follows. The government's increasing use of state secrets doctrine to shield its actions from judicial review has been contentious. Some officials have argued that invoking it in the Alicki matter, which so many have already, is already so much is already public, would risk a backlash. David Rivkin, a lawyer in the White House of President Bush, echoed the concern. I'm a huge fan of executive power. But if someone came up to you and said the government wants to target you and you can't even talk about it in court or try to stop it, that's too harsh even for me, he said. Having debated him before, I genuinely didn't think it was possible for any president to concoct an assertion of executive power and secrecy that would be excessive and alarming to David Rivkin. But Barack Obama managed to do that, too. Obama's now asserting a power so radical, the right to kill American citizens, to do so in total secrecy beyond even the reach of the courts, that it's too harsh even for one of the most far-right war on terror cheerleading lawyers in the nation.
You know, it wouldn't be too harsh if it was Bush still in the office.
No, it wouldn't. They'd figure out a reason why it's okay. Just the same way that the lawyers working for the Obama administration don't care what's right or wrong. They're not looking at this like, what if it was you and what if it was me? They're looking at like this, well, look, I work for the president. The president says he wants to kill mofos if he feels like
it. The president is God!
And I have to figure out how he does it. I mean, these people are completely devoid of morals. They simply don't have them. People are driving around with Obama and 08 stickers still on their cars,
right?
As if this guy is some kind of good person.
Just give him a chance.
I've seen them day after day.
Just give him a chance.
I have.
Just give him a chance.
And he wants to kill you without a trial.
He needs more time.
More time to kill more people without trials?
He'll only kill the bad guys.
What if he makes mistakes?
He knows. How could he possibly know? He is God.
Isn't that what the court system's there for, is to be able to figure out who's guilty and who isn't?
He has been selected by Jesus Christ.
He must have been.
And has been given the power.
A lot of the people that voted for Obama driving around with these stickers on don't believe in Jesus Christ.
He is a seer. He is able to see who the bad guys are. He just has to look at them. Or just look at a report about them. I mean, because they're never going to put the bad guy in front of Obama, so they'll just give him a report and they'll say, look, we think these guys are bad. And he'll say, go ahead, execute them, because I know what's best. I am the Almighty One, the Decider, as George Bush would have said.
This is the constitutional scholar that we elected, by the way, to president.
800-259-9231. Well, the courts are backing him up, so it must be constitutional. Right? It's Free Talk Live. You take control. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. Your show. Bring up anything.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today. Are you fed up with government of, by, and for the banksters and gangsters? Are you ready for a patriotic newspaper that pulls no punches, that tells it the way it is about the forces that have taken over and are destroying the United States from within? The Nationalist Times has been informing and educating Americans every month since 1985. The Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning cultural Marxist Party line. If you believe it's far past time to get America back on track, you need to be reading America's best political publication. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe to the Nationalist Times with a special introductory rate of just $29 for 1 year. Subscribe today by sending $29 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's $29 for 1 year to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30 and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we've got there for you. They're totally free. Features like our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. wiki.freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support this program, there are a few different ways you can do that. One of those is by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find a list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to promote.freetalklive.com.
You know, I just talked to the principal at SACL CAI, Jason Osborne, today, and they're getting ready for their move here and to the Free State, or what we're calling the Free State. It's not free yet, but
not even
we're
close.
Hoping soon. And the more people that move, that believe in liberty, the closer it's going to get. So if you want to find out more about SACL CAI, go to see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, let's go to your phone calls. You bring up what you want. Dylan is in Arizona on the amp lines. Hello, Dylan.
Yeah, I'm here.
Here you are. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, well, I was listening to the podcast today. You know, I'm always a little bit behind, but I was listening to your conversation with Wes Bertrand about voting.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and I got to say, I have a little bit of a problem with his position, and I think, you know, it seems to me like there's a lot of people in this movement that have the same position, and it amounts to me as a sort of opportunity for them to demonstrate their libertarian bona fides, like they're more principled than thou, and it's sort of frustrating to me because you know, I have no love for the state, and I certainly don't want to legitimize it, but if the state gives me an opportunity to afford myself more liberty, like, you know, I don't have any illusions that the state is going to disappear entirely in my lifetime. I mean, I'll work toward that end, but it's not going to shrivel up and die in the next 30 years. So if it affords us an opportunity through its own mechanisms to dial it back a bit, you know, to gain a little bit of freedom. And, you know, they generally, not always, but they sort of abide by their own rules. So if they put this, I don't know, I hate to say that, because they don't really do that. But,
no,
but
they like to appear as right. if they, yeah. they abide by their own rules.
They have to have an illusion of legitimacy, and that's part of what the voting process is.
Right, but if you can get them to put down on the books a change in the law that effectively affords you more liberty, then there's no reason not to give your assent.
I agree.
To that.
I agree completely, and I think you're right. I think that the anti-voting crowd is definitely coming from a, you know, I'm more principled than you are perspective. And
well, I think that I think a lot of them started at the point what, you know, voting seems really pointless to me. And I agree with them on that.
In most places, that's a true statement.
Well, I think that it's true in a lot of places. What you need to do is look at the numbers. Are you talking about something where 200 people are voting, 2,000 people are voting, 200,000 people are voting? I mean, it all depends on how many people are voting as to how much sense your vote makes.
Right. And up here in New Hampshire, it's a completely different story than in many places around this country. Here, it actually can make a difference. I mean, we already have a handful of folks that would be considered free staters that have been elected to the New Hampshire State Legislature. One of them passed a bill that has repealed all of the regulations on what kind of knives one can carry in New Hampshire. That's an increase in freedom, and I'm surprised to see it happening this soon. Honestly, it's possible here in New Hampshire.
Well, here in Arizona, we just had the government further deregulate the carrying of firearms. We have like a Vermont style deal where you don't have to have a permit to carry concealed.
This is happening across the nation with weapons. I mean, you know, all over gun rights are increasing, and I think that the New Hampshire law likely will be the beginning of a wave of repeals for knife rights, too.
I'll tell you what, though. What we have now coming down in November for here in the state of Arizona is a proposition that is essentially nullification. It's an attempt to nullify Obamacare. It's Proposition 106. You know, some of the newspapers, including the one that I work for, has come out against this proposition, at least the editorial staff has anyway. But if this law passes, it will allow Arizonans, individuals who reside here in this state, to opt out of the federal government's health care regime, which I think is a good thing. And I think it's likely to pass. But, you know, I'm a person who I'm registered to vote. I was registered to vote as a Republican only so that I could vote for Ron Paul. Prior to that, I was a Libertarian. But since Ron Paul's campaign passed and that opportunity is gone, I changed my registration to independent here in Arizona. That's NPD, actually. It's called No Party Designated.
Mm-hmm.
But I still get to vote. I can vote in the primaries and whatnot, and I haven't
primary
voted.
Whose primary? So you pick which party you want to vote in?
Right. I can go in and just pick a ballot.
That's how they do it here in New Hampshire. They've got the undeclared segment, and then you can just walk in and choose a ballot, and then you can undeclare after you're done. So it sounds very very familiar. But so it's not like voting does very much, but it can have the potential for doing something on a more local level. And why leave it alone? Why ignore that?
Well, here in Arizona, this is what I wanted to say with regard to what Wes was saying. Like he was saying that you know, registering and voting lends some legitimacy to the system. I don't really buy that argument because I think that, you know, I liken it to a mugging, right? If somebody, if you're walking down the street and a guy pops out of an alley with a gun at you and says, give me your wallet, and you hand him, you know, your wallet and he says, all right, I'll just take the cash and give you the wallet back, or I can just take the wallet, are you going to say, well, you know, I'm principally opposed to what you're doing, so I don't care what you decide to do.
Mm-hmm.
So then the guy's going to run off with your wallet, and he's going to run up your credit cards. Well, you have the opportunity to say, actually, take the cash and give me my wallet back, It would be stupid not to do that. And I'm not saying that it's a really good analogy. I mean, you only sort of have a...
I think it holds up. It makes sense to me.
But you know, if you have an opportunity in this transaction, which is a forcible transaction, it's not one that you would voluntarily sign up for, but there's an opportunity to push it in a direction that is less harmful to you, I just don't understand why you wouldn't take that opportunity. And
it just has something to do. Why they wouldn't do it has something to do with their total distaste for the political system and their disinterest in being involved in it.
Right. I understand that, but does it make you? I mean, I guess are you setting yourself up to be a martyr? Like, are you that much more principled if the guy says, "Oh, well, since you have no opinion one way or the other, I'm not just going to take your money and your wallet, but I'm going to shoot you."
Well,
like,
I think to some extent it comes from sort of the national debate on politics. On the Republican Liberty Caucus New Hampshire email list that I'm on, they're debating whether or not to vote for this particular terrible politician who happens to have an R next to his name, because it would increase the amount of Republicans in the U.S. House. And to me, it's like, who cares? Because I know what it's like to have a bunch of Republicans in the U.S. House, the U.S. Senate, and the White House. We had that four stinking years ago. I know what the results are. But, and I feel like a lot of these guys are sort of the opinion, look, you're going to grow the government six one way or half a dozen the other way. What difference does it make? Why would you want to, impose that kind of tyranny on somebody? And I agree with that.
Right.
But, when you get down to the very unlikely instance that you have somebody who's actually for liberty out there,
which we have here in New Hampshire,
and some kind of ballot measure that's actually for liberty out there, it seems to me that those are the things that you can do something about.
Yeah, Dylan, any final thoughts?
Wait. You might get gridlock. That's another thing that you got to consider. If you have a Democratic president and a Republican Congress, you might get gridlock, and then nothing happens. And the best thing that
that's not true. When has nothing ever happened at the federal government level? Yeah, I don't know about that. Maybe
the government shut down during the Clinton administration.
That ain't worth it for me to vote for an evil person. I can't bring myself to do that.
And plus, you don't know how to get gridlock. How do you guess what's going to make gridlock?
You don't. Thanks, Dylan. Appreciate it. Hour number three on the way. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.